Mrs. Kincaid? Maud Findlay, Sunset Real Estate? Yeah, I'm just calling to tell you that I have an offer on your house. $32,000. Now, I don't find that insulting. That I find insulting. I know about this special landscaping, but unfortunately, not everyone is desperate to own a garden with statues of the 12 apostles. All right, let me call the buyer back and see if I can get them to raise their offer.
Still no luck with the Kincaid house?
Carol, I would do anything to sell that house. I mean, if we could just get a little money coming in, Walter wouldn't be so depressed. I mean, it's been 3 weeks now. I was sure he would have snapped out of it by now.
Well, I had Walter's prescription for sleeping pills refilled.
Carol, can you believe Walter Findlay taking sleeping pills?
Do they work?
Very well. Ever since Arthur prescribed them, all Walter's done at night is sleep.
Oh, Mother. He's not feeling too romantic these days, huh?
It's been 3 weeks, Carol. I mean, it's just not like him. It's as though he lost his spirit.
Mother, who can blame him? Look what he's going through. He's bankrupt and he can't find a job.
I know. If there was only something I could do for him. I have never seen him so despondent. I mean, he looks at nothing but the negative side of everything. The other night we were watching television, he suddenly turned to me and said, Sonny Bono is losing his looks. I just hope Ned Hinckley comes through for him today. Mrs. Dempsey? Yeah, Maud Findlay again.
Ned Hinckley?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I just spoke to the owner of the house, and I think we can close the deal if you're willing to come up just a little bit. Of course I would.
What do you mean, Ned Hinckley? I thought Walter was playing golf with Arthur at the club today.
He is, but they're playing with Ned Hinckley. Ned owns Fidelity Appliances.
I know.
He set it up. He wants to talk to her. Hello? Oh, you don't want to make another offer. Mrs. Dempsey, have I mentioned the landscaped garden with the charming statues?
That's terrific. Ned wanted to merge a store with Walter's last year, didn't he?
No, those are the 12 apostles, Mrs. Dempsey, not the 7 dwarfs.
I think it's great.
Yes, each apostle is hand-painted and imported from Tijuana, Mexico. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Dempsey, I had no idea you were Jewish. Yeah, but then again, so were they. No, not the 7 dwarfs, the 12 apostles. Well, please, call me if you should change your mind.
Mother, you should be excited. Ned will snap Walter up like that. They've been buddies since they were kids.
Oh, I hope so. You know, for some reason, I have never trusted Ned Hinckley.
Oh, hi, Carol.
Hi, Vivian.
Hi, Maud. Oh, Maud. Walter just looked so depressed when he picked Arthur up this afternoon. I'm so sorry.
Vivian, I am so worried about
him. I know. But look, I ran across this article in Liberated Lady magazine. It may be a way you can help Walter.
6 hints on growing better avocados?
No, here. Make the loser at the office a winner in the bedroom. Oh, when I saw Walter's face, I just felt so sorry for you. Oh, it just must be terrible not to be able to stimulate your husband.
Me? Oh, come on, really, Vivian. Believe me, I don't need this article.
Oh, well, I thought you might, because it says, if a man feels depressed over some failure in business, he's afraid to make love because he might fail again.
Oh, now, really, Vivian, did you hear that, Carol?
So, it's the wife's duty to seduce him and make him feel like a man again, see? And tells you all the tricks. Candlelight, and which seafoods to serve, and special massages, balloons.
Really, Vivian, Walter Findlay afraid to make love. That really makes me laugh. Can I borrow this?
Boy, we sure have a great time when we get together.
We sure do.
I'll say we do.
I can get us some more chips. Good old Walter.
Good old Ned.
18 holes and not one word about the job. I mean, can you believe it?
Walter, everything's going fine. Ned never talks business out on the course. And remember, he invited you. And he does need a new sales manager, right? All right, now relax.
I can't relax. Everybody's looking at me, feeling sorry for me.
If anybody in this club is feeling sorry for you, it's only because of the way you putt.
Arthur, maybe you better leave. It'll be easy for me to talk to Ned.
Oh, sure thing. I'll take off just as soon as he gets back here.
Anybody want some beer nuts?
No, thanks.
He's driving. So long, Arthur.
Oh, yeah. I have to be running along. Say, I checked the scorecard, Ned, and you're the big winner.
Whoa.
Here's my buck.
Oh, boy, do I love collecting these little bets. It's my favorite kind of money.
Well, I know you guys got things to talk about, and I got a gallbladder waiting for me over at the hospital.
Keep your head down, Arthur.
Did you hear that, Ned? Keep your head down. What a sense of humor.
That's what a good sales manager needs, and Waller's got it.
Thanks, Arthur. Be seeing you.
You see, he keeps them laughing. And he keeps them buying.
Arthur, don't you have to get to the hospital?
There's no hurry. Just a little appendix.
Gallbladder.
How do you like that? He knows medicine, too. He's a triple threat. Man, medicine, jokes, and appliances. I tell you, Ned, it's that razor-sharp mind of his that's made Walter Finley what he is today. Yeah. Well, I think I've said enough.
Boy, he's quite a guy.
He sure is.
And so are you, Walter. Last night I was thinking, here I am, a man with a problem. And suddenly I thought of you.
Sensational. I'm your man.
Walter, you know I hired Audrey, your shipping clerk. By the way, she thinks the world of you.
She's a good kid.
Anyway, let's get down to business.
Right, Ned.
Walter, I think Audrey's got the hots for me. But I don't want to make a wrong move. Do you think if I suggested a little weekend that...
What are you talking about? You just got remarried.
I know, but my wife's only 22. Audrey's 28. I like older women.
I came here to talk about a job, and you're talking about a weekend with my shipping clerk.
Shh, Walter, my wife's out there playing tennis.
What about the job?
Walter, I'm sorry. I thought you knew. I don't have any jobs open at my place.
What do you mean? Aren't you looking for a new sales manager?
No, I just hired one yesterday.
Why didn't you call me? I've been sitting at home for 3 weeks. You knew I was available.
Walter, I knew, but... Well, frankly, I was looking for a much younger man.
Younger man? Oh, I see. You like... older women, but younger men.
Hey, old buddy, I gotta be running along. I'm sorry, I really am. Oh, Sidney, let me take that, will you?
No, you won't.
Walter, at least let me pick up the tab.
This one's on me. Here. Here's that book I lost you at golf.
Walter, I'm not gonna take
that. Come on, take it. Let me see you kiss it like you did Arthur's. Go ahead, kiss it. Come on, kiss it. Kiss my buck.
Walter, you sure are funny. We gotta do this again real soon. I keep forgetting what laughs we have when we get together.
Sure. Can I borrow your pen, Sidney?
I'm sorry, Mr. Finley.
You don't have a pen?
Yes, sir. But the office said you can't sign your checks anymore. You have to pay cash.
The last time I was broke, I was 24 years old, and But then I was young and I had hope. Now I don't have anything. You know, I can't even go out and get drunk because I'm an alcoholic. Good punch. I'm scared, Maud.
Now listen, honey, tonight I want you to forget all your problems. We have the house to ourselves. This is our night, Walter. And we'll start it with a little music. Shall we dance?
Our song.
Oh, honey, let's just dance and hold each other very tight and be together. As the golden strings of Mantovani ask the musical question, Spanish eyes.
Oh, Maud, you know the last time we heard this song?
Of course, it was 3 weeks ago in that ratty cafe in Acapulco.
And that's when I got the message that I was bankrupt.
Honey, now forget about that, Walter, dance with me. Walter. I want your arms about me.
Oh, you stepped on my toe.
Walter, where are your shoes?
I sold them to pay the bar check at the club. They wouldn't let me sign.
You sold your shoes? To whom?
Sydney, the waiter. It was $60 floor shams. He was thrilled to get them for $15.
I don't believe this.
Neither do I. I wear a 9.5B. He wears a 10C.
You sold your shoes?
What could I do? I didn't have any money. Said it was humiliating.
Walter. Oh, sweetheart, I know what you must be going through. But, darling, you're not going through it alone. I'm here. I'm going to help you, Walter. Honey, I'm going to smooth away your troubles.
Oh, that's great. That feels so good. Wait a minute.
I want to bite your ear.
My ear accepts. Mm.
And right after dinner, Walter...
Maud, that's illegal.
Only in New Jersey.
I love it. Do the lower back, please. Oh. Make the loser at the office a winner in the bedroom? So that's what this is all about.
Oh, Walter, don't be silly. I didn't even notice that article. Here, this is the article I was reading.
6 hints on growing better avocados?
It was so interesting. Walter, I have learned things about avocados I never knew before.
Did you learn we don't have an avocado tree?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to make this a very special night for
Maud.
You. I wanted to take your mind off your problems.
Maud, sweetheart, you don't have to use any tricks on me. You smell good.
Well, do you remember the last time I wore this perfume?
How could I forget? We're on our way to visit your sister in a hospital.
That's right. She had the 3-day flu.
And we wound up in a motel.
She got out of the hospital before we got out of the motel.
Oh, weekend.
Honey, we've had a lot of weekends like that. Some of them on Wednesdays.
We sure have. I think I'm not going to need any sleeping pills tonight. Let's get started on the weekend. Oh, Maud, you're all I need in the world. I love you.
What is it?
Nothing.
Oh. Come on, Walter.
All right, give it a chance.
No more, forget it.
Sweetheart, I don't want you to feel any pressure. We have all the time in the world.
Now, Walter, I don't want any sympathy. I'm sick of people giving me sympathy.
Walter, please, will you just calm down? Will you relax? You're getting yourself all excited.
No, I'm not. That's the problem.
Look, Walter, I'm your wife. I understand.
You don't understand anything. If you understood, you wouldn't have done this to me. Tonight of all nights.
Where are you... Walter, where are you going? Walter, come back. Walter, you can't run away. You're not wearing shoes.
Maud, you must be dead tired. Why don't you stop that pacing?
Vivian, my husband has been missing for 3 hours. I'm supposed to pace.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should be more sensitive when you're so worried about Walter. Here I sit chattering away when for all you know he could be dead.
Vivian, will you stop? Vivian, my husband ran out of this house 3 hours ago, humiliated. It's all my fault.
What if he's been hit by a car? What if he's been mugged?
What if he picked up a floozy? He already had his shoes off.
You know, Vivian, you would be so much better off if you didn't say the first thing that comes to your mind. Or anything that comes to your mind.
Any word, Mom?
Nothing.
I checked over at the country club, just in case he went back there for any reason. I thought I saw him in the men's room in one of the stalls, but it turned out to be Sydney, the waiter. Marty, I think we're just going to have to face it. I'm afraid Walter has fallen off the wagon and he's out there drinking someplace.
I want to tell you something, Arthur, that I never thought I'd say, because you know how I detest his drinking. All I want is for Walter to come through that door, drunk or sober. I'd be so happy I wouldn't care.
I know how you feel.
Mother, I found him. He's all right.
Oh. Hi, Arthur. Hi, Vivian.
Walter. Who's your friend?
Walter, I'm so happy that you're here and that you're all right and that you have a duck.
He followed me home. I kept walking through puddles.
Maud, he's drunk as a skunk. I'm gonna make some coffee.
He doesn't drink coffee.
Walter, I'm so glad to see you and your little friend. What's his name?
Donald.
Oh, that's very clever, Donald Duck.
No, Donald Peabody. This isn't a joke, Doc. Come on, I'll get you a glass of water.
Where'd you find him, Karen?
I had a hunch while I was driving around, so I drove down Elm Street, and there he was, sitting on the curb in front of his old store. With that duck.
Oh, the poor guy.
Now look, don't you say that in front of Walter. If there's one thing he doesn't want, it's sympathy. Now he's home and he's happy, and let's just let him sleep it off.
Maud.
Maud, please go up and fill the tub in the guest bathroom. I promised Donald he could sleep over.
Come on, Ellie. I'm going to get you up to
bed. Just a second. Let me take a look at those big, beautiful eyes of yours, Walter.
He has eyes of blue. I never cared for eyes of blue, but he has blue. I never cared for eyes of blue, but he has eyes of blue. That's my weakness now.
Come on, Ellie. Up we go.
Come on, everybody. Let's all go upstairs. Maud's going to show you how to make a loser in the office an avocado in the bedroom.
Come on, honey. It's almost midnight. It's way past your bedtime.
Maud, you stay right here.
Right there. As I go up these stairs, you see, I just want to remember you just as you are at this moment. When it's 12 o'clock, I climb the stairs.
What's that all about?
Marty, I'm not sure that he's drunk.
Oh, come on, Arthur.
Marty, I didn't smell any liquor on his breath, and I didn't like the way his eyes looked. Carol, tell Vivian to hurry upstairs with that coffee. Maud, when was this refilled?
This morning.
Call the emergency squad. Get the operator. Tell him it's urgent. Maud, the phone! The phone, Maud! Come on, Walter. Let's wake up. That's it. Come on.
Walter, how could you do this to me?
Come on, boy. Come on, we're going to wake up.
Walter, please don't leave me.
Come on, Walter. Time to wake up. Come on, Walter.